Howdy. I'm Nolan Thompson from Pepperell High School, and the title of my poem is Effort Rewarded. Way back when, in days gone before, when the wide open West was still unexplored, I was riding in the foothills, out on my own, when I saw an old man wandering around all alone. He wore a blonde coat and had a bushy white beard, and he carried a rifle that had seen better years. He was staring out and over, away from the trail, with the air of a soldier's wife waiting for mail. I got down and strode out to stand by his side, taking the old man's behavior in stride. A few minutes passed before I said a word, where only the sound of the wind could be heard. Then I asked the old coot what he thought he was seeing, and he gave me a look that would have sent lesser men fleeing. He sighed and said, "Let me spin you a yarn of a place where a man can be safe from all harm. Way down on yonder, and over the ridge, past hills and mountains and a river that's bridged, where the land levels out on the wide open ranges, you'll find a little town where not a thing ever changes. They've got a well for their water, 'cause the hand pump's long dry, a smithy for horseshoes, two mares in the sty. They've got an inn with four rooms, though it's really got three, 'cause the town drunk's been renting since he still had his teeth. And in the town square, just across from town hall, there's a sad-looking saloon that ain't sad at all. It's the liveliest part of that one-road town, and few who step in ever leave with a frown. At a glance, it don't look like a place for such cheer. It ain't got much to boast of, just three kegs and one beer. But that bar's got a story, and so does that square. And I'm sure if you'd ask, they'd be too glad to share. Because they say in that town that sits on the range, down past the mountains where things never change, that the land there was blessed by a spirit of old, so it's never too hot, never too cold. They say that the herds will always come round, and that the water will never run dry in the ground, as long as those living there forsake all their greed. If they give up on wanting, they'll have all they need. He told all about it, and I gave in to wonder. So I asked him, "So where is this town way down yonder? There's plenty of folks who'd give their right arm, living somewhere where they could never be harmed." He turned his gaze skyward like he's given a prayer and said, "Well, son, that's the problem right there. All the folks living there weren't thinking to gain. They got there on their own through a whole mess of pain. 'Cause I may have made it sound quite a treat, living somewhere where the ends always meet. But fact of the matter is they still have to work, 'cause the land won't provide for them slackers what shirk. They do all the work that they need to get by, and they're blessed for the effort as long as they try. After all, life's born without work now and then. And if you think that I'm wrong, then you'd best think again."